This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's a busy morning. A lot going on in the world of sports, especially as it relates to Pittsburgh sports. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Again, this is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. So, I mean, what to get to first? A lot going on. You're welcome to call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X, at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Again, on X, tag me in a post there. Or call me, again, 412-928-9370. First things first, while I have the microphone, my sister, it's her birthday today, so I want to shout out to her and say happy birthday. She turns 28 today, so happy birthday, Mariah. She's been featured on the show before as well. Back in end of winter, early springtime, Crowley got to talk to her because she is a pescatarian. That means you only eat fish, and because, you know, in Lent, some people don't eat meat on Fridays, so she kind of explained why she doesn't eat meat. So you may have heard her before, a very short segment on a Friday with Adam Crowley. But I do want to wish her a happy birthday in public with all of you out there listening. So happy 28th birthday, Mariah. So we got that out of the way. And now let's talk about, I mean, we got a whole bunch of sports to talk about. Pitt football plays tonight against Boston College, second to last game of the year. It's their last home game as well. It doesn't seem like they're going to make the playoffs this year. You didn't need me to tell you that, though. But, yeah, so it's their last home game of the season, so it seems. And then they're going to play Duke in the final game of their season next Saturday, November the 25th. And that is a post-Thanksgiving game. So, but tonight's game can be heard right here on 93.7 The Fan. And let me see what else. So looks like the NFL on Westwood One is going on tonight as well. Thursday Night Football can be heard on KDKA AM, but Pitt football coverage on the Pitt Panthers radio network starts tonight at 5 o'clock. Game time is set for 7 o'clock, and our local Panther preview show can be heard a half hour before the network pregame, which so that's 4:30. So you can listen to that game. Also, the Pittsburgh Penguins play tonight against the New Jersey Devils coming back home. Penguins been rather hot as of recent. They're steering the ship in the correct direction. Crowley talked about his bar was that he wanted them to turn it around by Thanksgiving, and they so have done that. They'd have to go on a losing streak for us to be disappointed, but they seem like they're making it happen. Their winning hasn't been too sustainable in recent years, and evidently they've been first-round playoff exits for a while, and then they didn't make the playoffs last season. So something's got to change drastically. Hopefully they don't stick in the middle, and maybe they go on a couple hot streaks to make that happen. But they got the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7 o'clock, so that game starts right when the Pitt game does. And then Thursday Night Football scheduled to start shortly after 8 o'clock. So, again, if you want to listen to that, I believe KDK AM covering that game through Westwood One. So, yeah, three sporting events that you can cover and follow tonight. Yeah, and the Penguins. The Penguins and Pitt football are going to be in town at the same time. Traffic might be rough downtown tonight. All right, to get that out of the way, if you want to call, talk about Pitt. I mean, yeah, well, you know, their season, yeah, nothing much to look at here going forward, so maybe you don't want to talk about Pitt football, and I can't really go into too much more than what you already know. I'm going to talk about the Penguins, you're welcome to, but two big stories coming out of yesterday, very fascinating stories. This gentleman, not Kyler Murray, his name's Tyler Murray, linebacker, signed to the Steelers practice squad yesterday, and a huge story it is because he was working at Amazon delivering packages, actively delivering packages, and his agent contacted him and said, "Hey, man, you got to go. We need you to go to go do a workout with the Pittsburgh Steelers," and the Steelers ended up signing him to that practice squad. So he went like in the middle of work, in the middle of working, in the middle of delivering packages, literally just had to leave mid-shift, got the workout, and then got signed to the practice squad. Here's just here's a little clip of him talking about what it was like to have to leave one daytime job to go for that workout with the Steelers.
Yeah, it was crazy. I just want to start off by saying I thank God for the opportunity that Pittsburgh gave me. So I was just at work yesterday. I was working at Amazon, so I got the call. I was in my uniform and all. And my agent called me saying, "We got a workout for you set up with the Steelers." So I'm like, "Oh, man." So I had to tell my boss, like, "Hey, man, I'm going to have to leave work early today." So they was cool with it. And they said, you know, I get getting the flight up here around 7. So I made it there, then now they just decided to sign me. So I just want to say that's a blessing, man. I'm so happy to be here. So,
Did you have any contact with the Steelers in the pre-draft and all that?
Yeah, I think I talked to them a few times. I played in the PA Bowl in L.A., so I talked to them. And then I think more connections helped me out just by Smitty, Alex Highsmith, and then Calvin Austin. I played in Memphis and Charlotte, so that background with them probably helped me out.
Yeah, so there you go. Has the connections and got the workout and had to leave. I think that's crazy. It's just like, "Oh, man, hey boss, I got to go. Can't stay here." This is one of those fascinating sports stories. I mean, that's, you know, whatever he pans out to be, I mean, I think it's interesting. The Steelers have needed linebacker help. You all know that, I'm sure. You know, Quan Alexander out. Cole Holcomb's been out. So, I mean, they need a little more linebacker depth, so he adds that. He's on the practice squad right now, so we'll see if that develops into anything. But, you know, he gives them linebacker help, and now he's not working at Amazon anymore. He's he may be featured on Thursday Night Football by Amazon instead of delivering packages, huh? Yeah, well, you know. And anyway, yeah, so, I mean, that's one of those interesting stories which can make you feel good. And Tyler Murray, linebacker, signed to the Steelers practice squad yesterday, left his day job mid-shift to participate in the workout and then ended up getting a practice squad contract. So, yeah, that's a good story. All right, now the big story. Sure, many of you want to weigh in on this, and we'll talk about this coming up next. I'm going to take a quick break. But Deshaun Watson out for the season to repair a bone break in his right throwing shoulder. Believe I've talked about Deshaun Watson on this show before. I believe that many of you have a similar opinion to me as it relates to what you think of Deshaun Watson as a person. And then the Cleveland Browns did not want to be a laughing stock of football, because remember, Deshaun Watson said, "I don't want to play for Cleveland," and then Cleveland said, "You know what, we're going to make you eat your words. Here's a yacht full of money." And he said, "All right, I changed my mind. I'll come to Cleveland for that contract." And so far, that contract hasn't really been working out, has it? No. So we'll talk about that coming up next. If you want to express your Deshaun Watson opinions, you're welcome to. If you want to, you know, talk about him as a person and rant about him, you're welcome to. I love taking calls about that because I don't feel any sympathy for him. Like, I might feel sympathy for anybody else, even with a big contract like that. Like Aaron Rodgers getting traded to the Jets and then getting hurt four plays in. Like, I felt a little bad. Rodgers is arrogant, but he hasn't, like, been a terrible, terrible person before. So I feel a little more sympathy for him, or I felt more sympathy for him than I do Deshaun Watson, who we know what he's been going through, and I the tears that he shed yesterday, I didn't wasn't swayed by them. But you tell me what you think of 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter. That's at @Callas_33, @CallAS_33. We'll talk about what his injury means for the Steelers, for the AFC North, especially for the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk about that next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. Easing your way into the day right here. Talk to me about sports. 412-928-9370. Got a caller on hold who's ready to speak. Good morning. What's your name?
Brother Harry, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Vic.
What's up, brother?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you.
But yeah, I'm happy to call you, brother. Hey, listen, man. I don't get the big deal with everybody hating on Deshaun Watson. Let me tell you why. Deshaun Watson was accused of, I guess, sexually, whatever, 36 different women. And all that time, why did he come up when he wanted to leave Houston? And then when he came up, you know, he didn't sexually assault anybody. He just asked for a little extra play.
Oh, Vic.
He did.
Vic, don't do this, man.
Well, I'm listening, bro. I'm listening. Because, listen, Harry, when you think about it, I think, I love everybody. So I'm not going there with it. But I think it has a little racial overtone to it. Let me tell you why. Nobody talks about Ben, and he was accused of sexually assaulting somebody.
I don't know about that, man. Ben got put through. Hey, now here's the thing, and I appreciate the call, Vic. I mean, let me explain this real quick, too. Like I was 9 years old when that was going on. Like, Ben Roethlisberger was, the media exposed him, and I know that because, like, there were Ben at Work signs on T-shirts that the news was reporting about, and I'm sitting there as a 9-year old asking my mom, I'm like, Mom, why is that funny? You know, like, it was Ben at Work and there was a women's restroom sign on the shirt. And I'm like, Mom, why is that a thing? Like, what does that mean? She's like, Nicholas, he doesn't respect, he's not being nice to women. I didn't know the undertones back then, but I'm 9 and I'm aware that something's weird. What do you think everybody else was thinking? Making those shirts, making fun of him. I mean, he was showing up to press conferences with long, drawn-out blonde hair, I think I remember, and leather jackets and gold chains. It was a PR nightmare for the Steelers. And this is me, like, understanding these concepts later on in my life, but, like, the fact that I was so young and I was still aware, like, Ben Roethlisberger was heavily, heavily trounced through media. I forget if he was convicted or not. I don't remember going that far, but I know it was a huge, huge story in the NFL and in the city of Pittsburgh, mainly because I was aware that something wasn't right as somebody that young, and the older I got and the more I kind of understood stuff. I mean, he laid back from those controversies, later on, and they weren't really talked about past that point. But, like, Ben got it together. He got his stuff together, and then he was still a winning quarterback with the Steelers. So, yeah, people forget about it over time. Deshaun Watson, maybe you want to forgive him for his wrongdoings. I believe he settled with most of the accusers. You want to forgive him for that? I mean, that's fine. I'm not about the whole, like, I don't feel bad for him is pretty much where I'm coming from. I don't know what racial undertones there are. This isn't the show for that. KDK AM News Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. They're the station for that. I'm not getting into that. If we're comparing it to Ben Roethlisberger, though, I mean, he was given a rough time in Pittsburgh for the better part of a year about that stuff that he did. But it's about getting it together and moving forward. Now, Deshaun Watson is trying to get it together. Whatever way he's approaching that is at least an effort, and I'll give him that. I'm sure many of us can come to forgive him eventually. I mean, I don't know. A lot of the stuff he was doing, I mean, I don't know the extent of what Ben was doing as well. I just know that, or at least back then, I understood that he was not respecting women, which is what my mother told me. You know, later details, revealed some other stuff. But, I mean, Deshaun Watson, with I mean, I know all these accusers came out, and that's fine, and you might say, hey, it's a very convenient time. I don't want to think that way as well, though. Because you, I mean, you want to believe these people. You don't want to think that they're just extracting money from them. And even if you're worried about the money that he lost through those settlements, you also got to remember that he is getting guaranteed money. He's $230 million guaranteed from the Cleveland Browns. So I'm not crying for him in that regard. Like, if these accusations and lawsuits, if you believe they're fake, like, of course, that shouldn't be a thing. But, like, there had to be enough evidence there, or he had to be in a good enough situation to not care to fight it. And either way, it's not a great look. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And comparing it to Ben again, it's not, I don't believe that Ben didn't get shaken up by the media, because he did. So, yeah. Little rant there. Vic, I love you. Don't worry about that. We're still having a conversation. I respect your opinion regardless. If you really believe that, like, you might be right. But for me and the way I perceive it, it's just, I don't want to go into those weeds. I mean, Deshaun Watson did a bad thing, claimed he wasn't going to Cleveland, kneeled down to the money, and he's not hurting right now. I mean, all that money he's getting, there's nothing about this injury, there's nothing about the way he plays that's going to prevent him from making $230 million, and his annual salary only increases. They structured it so it only increases from here. So they're paying him boatloads of money more progressively the more time goes on. Doesn't matter whether he plays or not. And I think that's also the big part of this, too. The frustrating part of this is, or not even the frustrating part, like, I mean, the Browns rewarded this guy with the highest contract that he didn't deserve. He's not the best quarterback in the league, in my opinion. And I think many of you can kind of see that, whether you believe he was injury-prone or not. I mean, I don't know how all of you feel, but I know many of you feel that he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, making the most money, skewing the economy of the NFL in the process. So, you know, I'm upset mainly, too, that the Browns gave him that contract, and I was at first. And it's just laughable now that we're here and we're talking about this, and that this has happened because the Browns they have hurt themselves for a while. They lost draft picks, and they're losing a huge amount of money to investing in this guy that might not play. Which, I mean, again, that's where I think the karma comes in, too, that the Browns took one of the biggest organizational risks in NFL history, and they are losing right now through 2 years. I don't feel bad for the guy. I don't know many people that do feel bad for the guy. Vic, I understand your sentiment to an extent. But you can't prove that it was just those settlements were just a ploy to extract money from him. You can't. If he settled, that's not a true admission of guilt, but it's also like he felt confident enough that he could pay these settlements, get back into the NFL, and make the money that he is, and he is. So I don't feel bad for him. Now, as for the Steelers, I share the opinion of Crowley and Doran when I say they've got to win, and they got to win here. It's let me get this quarterback's name again because it slipped my mind because it's not P.J. Walker. Dorian Thompson Robinson will start at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I'm surprised they're not using P.J. Walker because Walker was playing well when he was replacing Deshaun Watson. But the Browns want to go with a different look against the Steelers, so you should see Dorian Thompson Robinson start against the Pittsburgh Steelers, per reports. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Football season is also truck season at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 65, low of 38. Clear skies expected throughout the day.